Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production. From the Metro Business Center at Douglas and Dundee in Louisville's Highlands, this is the Startup Podcast, part of the Louisville.am podcast network. It's talk radio on demand, you know. You don't have to wait for it to come on. It's right there on your mobile phone, baby. Check it out. Every week I sit down with an entrepreneur or an investor or a combination of the two and dig into what they're doing in the Louisville startup scene, and we talk about the city itself and what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong, and failures and successes and all of that great stuff. And we've had well over 80 episodes now, and I certainly appreciate your support. Three ways you can do it. You can first and foremost share any of the content that you enjoy with your friends and family. You can subscribe in iTunes or in Stitcher Radio to the show. Stitcher gives me great feedback on download history and length of time listening and all that. It's very, very useful for me. Or you could even go as far as to sponsor the podcast if you're interested in getting yourself in front of an audience of smart people who are working on their own thing. Why, send me an email at startup@louisville.am. This week, I talked to a guy named Elite Pierre, whose company is himself. He's a very dynamic young man who has a great story, and we went through the Lean Launchpad training together last spring, and he was in my little group there. Suzanne Bergmeister was our mentor, and he's moving forward with a book project, and he's going to turn himself into a company. Like Jay-Z said, he's not a businessman, he's a businessman. I think that was Jay-Z. What do I know? I'm like a metal fan quoting a rapper. That's hilarious. Anyhow, Elite does have a great story to share, and he has lessons he's learned. And, you know, after Vaynerchuk's book, Crush It, came out, there was a great push of people to cash in on the things that they cared about most in life to turn themselves into their own company. And Elite is sort of following that model. I'm not quite sure if he's read Crush It or not. I've certainly turned him on to it. So I hope you're doing that, Elite. Follow my advice. It's a great conversation. He's a smart guy. He has this figured out. He's at the point now where he's done a lot of planning and he's ready to start putting the rubber on the road. So listen in and learn from Elite Pierre on the Startup Podcast. You're used to a microphone.
Show us some love.
You get up and do lots of public speaking things, right? That's sort of your deal.
Yeah.
What's the biggest crowd you've ever spoken to?
Ooh, 100. No, that was just 100 kids, so 100 parents, family members, probably total in about 150 maybe.
Does that make you nervous at all?
No.
Well, I started rolling, just so you know.
Okay.
So you're on the record now at this point.
Awesome.
Tell us, what's the project? You and I went through the Lean Startup thing together on the same group,
mm-hmm.
Whatever. We supported each other.
Yes.
That's what we did. That's what people do. What was the project you went in with?
I went in with basically I had started an idea of providing youth mentorship, motivational speaking, and I really didn't have much but a website and a couple speaking engagements.
Okay.
So the Lean Startup gave me an opportunity to take a look at what I wanted to do and kind of put in a plan to actually execute it.
Okay. We'll get to all that stuff in the process. But your business is you, essentially, right?
Yes, and my story.
Okay, and which is a unique story. And I don't want you to you know, spoil the whole thing. But give us the overview of what it is you're trying to do.
Okay. Basically, I'm from a inner city town, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I grew up on one of the worst streets in the neighborhood, in the town. And I came up, I had good parents, I had a good education.
Is that a rarity in your neighborhood?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're an exception to the rule in Pittsburgh.
I am. Okay. I am. I'm one of the exceptions to the rule, because I'm sure there's a lot of parents, you know, a lot of kids who grew up with both parents.
Okay.
My parents were both saved, and they both were, you know, Christian.
Okay.
Christians, church-going parents. However, my environment was not a good a good environment. So I had choices to make.
Okay.
Throughout my life, I've made some okay choices. I've made a lot of bad choices.
We're all human. Yes. We all make the bad choices.
And coming up in that environment, coming up with the choices that I've made and being able to get as far as I am now in my life, I just want to be able to share that story with other people to let them know that it can be done and I'm not the only one that can do it.
Regardless of their circumstances.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
Exactly.
Well, what are the means by which you're doing this?
All right. I'm booking speaking engagements with local communities, schools. Also, mentorship programs that are already going on in the community.
In your book, right?
Yes, okay. I'm finishing up my book.
Right?
That's the big dog.
Okay,
this is going to give me the opportunity to actually get the message out.
That's national distribution. If you want to put it in business terms,
yes.
I mean,
it's worldwide distribution.
Elite as a person is great.
Yes.
In a local environment, but there's only one of you, so
there's
you
only
need to
one.
Get,
okay. And that's the problem I was facing when we was going through the lean startup.
Yeah.
Is how can I duplicate myself? I can only be in one place at one time.
The world would be a much better place if we could duplicate.
Yes. Yes. I believe so too.
Okay. But it's are you taking advantage of modern communication technologies?
Yes.
To the
yes.
best. I mean, is that a big challenge for you? You're in the military, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So that's your job.
That's my job.
Essentially. And that takes up a lot of time.
It does.
So how are you finding the time to do the things that it is that you sincerely want to be doing?
Lunchtime.
Okay.
The military gives me some time off during lunch. A lot of times I'll go down either to a break room or to my truck and I'll work. And I'll come back from lunch and I go back to my job. And once my job is over, it's a balance, but I spend a lot of time of my own free personal time towards working on my business.
Okay. How old are your children?
I have a 1-year-old, a 3-year-old, 11, just turned 12.
You don't have any time.
And 2 13-year-olds.
You're not only are you lying to me, you're lying to yourself. You don't have time.
I don't have time.
That's tough. I mean, you must have a lot of energy.
I do. Okay. I do. It takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of sacrifice. My family, they understand exactly what I'm trying to do, especially writing this book. Writing this book has taken more time than I ever imagined it could.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and it's not complete yet.
There's a reason I don't blog. I'm a talker. I'm not a writer.
Exactly.
So here
exactly.
I am. You know, people fall on one side of the fence or the other.
That's it. I'm not a writer either.
Okay.
The only reason I'm writing this book is because all I'm doing is telling stories. So while I tell my stories out loud, I write it down, and that's chapter one.
Okay.
Write it down. That's chapter two. So it's working out real well.
Are you're translating or transcribing something that you're
yes.
recording something and then writing it down?
No.
Oh, okay.
I speak it.
Oh, okay.
I tell the story.
I gotcha.
And I write it down as I'm telling it.
I'm with you. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. We all the best of us, we all talk to ourselves, Elite. That's,
But it works though. It's being able to multiply my story and get it worldwide distribution.
Provocation into doing this. I mean, you have a unique story. I think you have an inspirational story for people. But what caused you to want to share it?
I was actually the turning point is I have been speaking for years. I have been mentoring for years. I went to the Steve Harvey Youth Mentorship Program last November, actually just about this time of the year last year.
Okay.
And I went there as a mentor. I was selected.
Steve Harvey from Family Feud.
Steve Harvey from Family Feud.
Okay, all right. Just to clarify.
He had a camp up in Chicago, about 5.5 hours from here.
Okay.
And I was selected to go and be a mentor with the military.
Okay.
Going through those classes, those seminars, as a mentor, I was basically a team leader for a small team of the young men that was there. I was a team leader, and I was part of the team, literally. And I got mentored by the seminars. I got mentored by the guest speakers. And success is so contagious. And if you're in the right place at the right time and you see, you know, opportunity right in front of your eyes and things that are being accomplished out here in the world.
Okay. So you're looking at other people and seeing what they're doing.
Yes.
And that is what spoke to you.
It lit a fire right in my eyes.
Okay.
And I was also selected on the last day to give a speech. You know, they didn't give me a topic. They didn't give me guidance or anything. They just
hey, that's setting somebody up for failure.
It's setting them up for failure unless, you know, you're built for this. And I, at that point, again, I didn't know. I had no idea that maybe I should be. I was a teacher for 3 years, you know, in the military. I was a teacher in the military for 3 years. But I didn't know that I had the ability to stand up in front of people and actually give presentations.
Without nerves.
Without nerves, without any prep. Of course, prep makes the presentation better.
Sure.
But, you know, I asked, well, what am I going to speak about? They said, well, what is supposed to happen after they leave the camp? What's the way ahead? What's after this? So just taking that little bit of information.
That's an important question to ask every time you do something. What's next?
What's next?
What's next? What happens next?
What happens next? So that was my topic of discussion, and I spoke on that. And coming off the stage and looking at the eyes of the young men and getting some feedback from some of my peers, they told me I did a phenomenal job. I could tell that I reached the young men that were at that camp.
Mm-hmm.
And that day I said, you know what, this is something I need to not only do for these 100 young men that are here at this camp, I need to do this for hundreds.
So that was sort of, if I'm putting that in the context of the Lean Startup and the business model canvas, that was accidental customer discovery for you.
Yes, it was.
Like you didn't go out and ask questions, hey, if there was somebody who could talk about this and write this and motivate this, would you be interested in that? And how much you saw firsthand? There's a market for this. Like, you know, 100 young men in there, or, you know, something in their eyes or something in their actions or their words or something made you think that there's something here.
Yes.
Okay.
And I reflected back to growing up myself, you know, in a neighborhood that I grew up with, in the circumstances I grew up with. And I grew up in the same circumstances that those young men, you know, minus the fact that they didn't have a father in their life, a father figure in their life.
Yeah.
That was their condition of being in a camp, in that camp, the Steve Harvey camp. You know, but they're from the inner city of Chicago.
Is that Steve Harvey's thing, is to?
To reach out to the youth, the teens with single moms.
Oh, God, love him.
Yes.
That's great.
And that's for that specific camp. I mean, he has a whole lot of programs other than that, but for that specific camp, it was, you know, as I mentioned, the young men who were without father figures in their life. So he brought them to the camp to show them many, many examples of father figures, male figures, success, you know, the right road to take.
Are you trying to fill that same void?
That and more.
To a certain degree?
That and more. Because I don't want to just focus on young men. I want to focus on youth, teens.
Okay.
And then beyond teens, going into from adolescent to adult.
Yeah, you know, we're sort of, this is getting a little, it's still on topic, I suppose. But that's one of my things. You know, like everybody has things in the world about which they are passionate. Some people are passionate about politics. Some people are passionate about faith or whatever it is. But the thing that really gets me going, and I very rarely argue with people. I'm terrible at debate. I don't like to argue with people. I like to help people and all that. But when it comes to the issue of fathers and the role that they play in the world, I can't be quiet or loud enough about that. I mean, now we're really off topic. Now I'm on my soapbox. But if fathers were to stay home and do what they were put there to do and raise their children and love their wives and do, you know, and it ain't easy.
It ain't easy.
At all. It's one of the toughest things that a guy could ever do, but it's also the most important thing he can do.
Yes.
And it would change the world.
It would absolutely change the world.
It would solve healthcare problems. It would solve self-esteem problems. It would solve mental health issues of, you know, people who, you know, have things that they need to deal with. And anyhow, I'll get off my soapbox now. Well, that's a whole other podcast.
That's a whole other podcast.
But that's your business.
That's the business.
Okay,
that's
let's bring it back around to the business.
That's being able to reach out to young people at that transition in life where they need some guidance. Even me, when I had my father in my life, I had my mother in my life, both my parents worked, they were very busy. They raised me, but
yeah, brothers and sisters.
I have one brother; he's 10 years older than me.
Okay,
so he was out of the picture too. He's out on his own.
So you're essentially an only child.
Yes, yes, I'm my father's only child because we got different fathers.
Okay, gotcha.
So I mean, I had programs that I attended, but I didn't have a mentor to make me think the way I should have thought going through that transition.
What does your older brother think about all of this?
My older brother, he is blown away by the accomplishments I've made in my life.
Does he want to help?
What does he do? He's in a situation right now that he can.
Okay, gotcha.
But, you know, he's supportive as much as he can possibly.
Okay, good.
He's always been. He's always been.
All right. So from a business perspective, is you as a brand, which is how I want to approach this.
Yes.
You're the business. You're the brand. You were the driving force between everything, and you are everything in this particular situation. What's the hardest thing?
That's it. That's the hardest thing, is having everything on your shoulders. There's not a team, you know, there's not a crew that can run this, you know. Having that responsibility and juggle everything else is the biggest challenge.
You don't have anybody helping you with financial stuff?
No.
Or
when I did an event back in May.
Are you good at that stuff? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but are you good at financial stuff?
Not as good as I could be.
Okay.
I've took some classes and I kind of just played by the seat of my pants. I got some sponsors when I did a youth event in Radcliffe Town, right outside of Fort Knox. And they basically covered the food. They covered the rental of the community.
And you did all of that selling, then, you know, getting them on board. You did all that yourself.
Yes. Okay. I went to and spoke to people and said, hey, I'm having an event and I'm looking for some sponsors.
You know, there is a block on the business model canvas that says key partnerships.
Yes.
You might spend some time on that one and figure out who can probably do it better and more efficiently. That will free might. Unsolicited advice here, Elise.
Yes, I got it.
That might free you up to do what it is you do best, which is to motivate people.
Definitely.
Something to think about.
Looking for, and especially going through the lean startup, I looked at an opportunity to grow using our business model canvas. Where I'm at right now, I'm not making any profit. 2013 was not intended to make any profit with only the elite. It was basically to establish and build a foundation.
Okay.
Moving to 2014, now I have a product. Now I am looking to expand a little bit more, and those partnerships are definitely going to be a key factor that will be included.
How did you publish the book? How did that all come about?
Self-publishing. Everything.
Okay, you're going to have to go. You're going to have to elaborate on that.
Okay.
As a non-writer.
I did some research. Okay. I did some research, and, you know, I don't want to hire a publisher. I talked to a couple other authors that I know personally, and there's upsides and downsides to comparing publishing yourself and hiring a publisher.
Okay.
The most money to be made is in self-publishing. And, of course.
It's because, okay.
Yes.
Nobody's dipping their hand in it. You're not expecting anybody to do anything, so.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. All and right. as a new author without a name, a no-name author is how I refer to it. Even if you get a publisher, all you're doing is paying for their name to be attached to your book.
And their distribution channels.
And their distribution channels, okay. Which, of course, without knowledge of who you are, what you are, and what your book is about, that distribution channel is not going to be effective anyway. You're still responsible for the majority of the marketing and promotions of your own product.
Good thing that's what you do.
Exactly, exactly. So I've had some practice, you know, and I've already established a brand. The title of my book is actually the same name as my company.
Okay.
So it's cross branding. It's, you know, it's working for each other. They're working for each other. So
good.
I thought that was an excellent marketing idea, and I looked on Google. Google's my best friend. I Googled self-publishing, and the second result was a website called CreateSpace.
Oh, sure. Amazon. I know somebody else that's publishing a book to that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything you could possibly need to publish a book is provided to you.
They just walk you right through it?
They walk you right through it.
Neat.
It's step by step.
Okay.
Done.
But are you done? Are you finished?
No, I'm not finished.
Okay.
I'm not finished.
But you have a target date of something.
Of right? January 1st, 2014.
Okay.
I want 2014 to be the official revenue launch of Only the Elite.
Okay. Well, I think that it's not, I don't even know if it's conventional wisdom or not, but if you make something, if you do what it is you're supposed to be doing and you're not even thinking about the money part of it, you're just doing the thing that you do the best that you can do it, the money will come.
Yes. Yes.
You know,
and my goal is to get the book out.
If your
there.
Goal is to make money, you're probably going to fail.
Yes.
If your
that's
goal
very
is to,
true.
Is to do something that's going to make a difference to people, you'll be fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the only reason I mentioned revenue is because now I have to be responsible as far as, you know, tax purposes, as far as accounting, as far as keeping tracking of the distribution and everything.
Yeah.
My main goal is to be able to get the book out there, get the story out there, and build credibility, not only for myself as a speaker, but build reverse credibility for the book itself. Because when I do speaking engagements, you know, at the very end of my presentation, I can always say, hey, if my story inspired you in any way, I've written an autobiography and it's available in the rear.
Oh,
please
sure.
pick up a copy.
Yeah.
And then, of course, if someone reads my book and they're inspired in any way, I do live presentations. So it'll kind of cross market the company.
Who are your, I guess, role models in this business model? I mean, there are other people that are doing this.
Yes.
Who have turned themselves into a brand and are making pretty healthy livings at it. Who is it that you admire that's doing this sort of thing? Other than Steve Harvey, which
other than Steve Harvey, I have a whole list of people that I admire, that I look up to, and I kind of look to for guidance. The first one, he was actually at the Steve Harvey program, and he gave me the feedback that I needed when I came off the stage. His name was Eric Thomas. He's been in the business for 20 years plus. And he actually just started his company a few years back.
Okay.
So 20 years, you know, speaking and just now being able to establish a company and make a living off of it. We're talking.
So he really put some time in.
He put a lot of time into it prior to making it official.
He also didn't have the tools that you have available to him.
Yes.
In the form of the internet.
Yes.
20 years ago.
20 years ago, things were totally different.
10 years ago, things were totally different.
Yes.
You know, even, yeah, you know, 5 years ago, things were pretty different.
Things were totally different.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, there was a different mentality in the platforms and yada, yada, yada.
Another thing I've learned is that success leaves footprints.
So yeah.
If you look down and see the footprints, if it's been done before, it can be done again.
Yeah.
He actually, I told one of his stories during my presentation at the Steve Harvey mentorship program. It was about the guru and, you know, when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe.
Hmm.
I told that story, you know, at that presentation, and he was there. I didn't know who he was.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know he was in the audience. I had
so you plagiarized him and right in front of him.
Yes and no.
And you didn't.
Didn't even know.
Oops.
But it's cool because, you know, you'll hear a lot of credit given to other speakers. You'll hear a lot of things that are said again. And I even said in one of my presentations, you know, it doesn't matter who said it. It's the message. And if you get it, that's what's important.
Sure.
I shared his story about the guru and about the breathe, you know, is when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe. And he was in the audience. I was following him on YouTube, listening to his videos, listening to his presentations. But I never seen his face. I didn't know his name. And then he came up to me after the presentation and said, hey, I just want to shake your hand. My name is Eric Thomas. You told the story about the guru and I was blown away. You got to understand that I've heard that story being told hundreds of times and no one ever tells it right.
Wow.
And you told it exactly how it's supposed
That's
to be
great.
Told.
That's great. Have to talk about how high were you flying?
Man,
I
didn't come back to the ground until probably later on that night, if not days later. I mean, just having that feedback and that how do you say
validation.
Yep. The validation that boom, this is it. This is what I'm going to do.
So you spent this year sort of working on the book and working on what you wanted to do. Maybe your presentation. You did some speaking engagements. What comes next? Okay, book launched January 1st.
Yes.
What's next after that? Do you have a long-term plan for this thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Within 5 years, I want to be able to reach out through all the United States, all 50 states. I want to be able to, if I can't personally be there, I want to have a footprint in every state of the continental U.S.
Okay.
Within 10 years, I want to be international. I want to be able to travel and have my story told in one form, fashion, or another worldwide.
You could do that tomorrow if you just make the right video that has the right component that people can't wait to share.
That's true.
And that stuff is out there.
That's true.
That's a big challenge in itself, is figuring out, you have the story, what is the best way to tell it? And on how many different platforms can you tell it?
Yes, that's true.
YouTube and this podcast, or your own podcast, or a blog. We've already established you don't like to sit down and write. So.
I looked into blogging because I remember your advice to me was I need to be blogging, video blogging, something.
Let me put it out. You need to be creating content.
Yes.
On a regular basis. I don't care how you do it.
How it is.
But you need to be putting yourself out there on a weekly, if not a daily basis.
And I looked into adding a blog to my website and just going in there on a weekly basis and talking about something and creating a discussion.
Yeah.
So that's something that is on the Chopping Block. I'm not sure if it's going to go through or not, but just shifting some ideas around.
Well, you've got the skills to do it. So do it. Stop making excuses.
Stop making excuses.
Yeah, I'm going to
just do it.
Like, you drove in from Elizabethtown for a lecture or Fort Knox or wherever it is you were.
That's all right. From Fort Knox. But that's all right. That's I'm always open to growing. And it's funny that you said do it is because that's exactly how I got where I'm at right now with Only the Elite, in the Army, with everything that I do, instead of thinking about, even with the book. Instead of thinking about how I'm going to do it, instead of thinking about, will I be able to do it, I just dove in.
Yeah.
And
I think that's the key for a lot of things.
It is. It is.
A lot of people, and that's one of the reasons I do the podcast, and people who listen are tired of hearing me say this, but I think everybody has an idea.
Yes.
Or multiple ideas, but very few of us do something with it.
Yes.
And that is the most important part. And we do the podcast so people can hear stories like yours. And, the guy from last week who had the duck decoy deceiver outdoors. Anyhow,
yeah.
To find inspiration.
I listened to that one this morning, actually.
Okay, did you? Good.
Yes.
So just to find some inspiration or a lesson that you learned. So,
definitely.
What would you say in the short time you've been doing this? And we'll close with this. Like, what is the number one lesson you've learned through this experience?
Is make a decision and just go for it. Don't worry about failing, because if you don't try, you're going to fail. But if you just take a chance, you just do something, build a website. There's people that are out there who will help you with it. I built my website with the drag and drop. Mm-hmm. Drag and drop on iPage.com. Literally typed in what I wanted to say and dragged it where I wanted it to be, and boom, my website was born. Creating a Facebook business page, creating a Twitter business page. The tools are out there for anyone to get the groundwork, the foundation. You go to your local city county building or the office building, the local magistrate, and you can apply for a business license for a small fee. And they'll give you an employee identification number. And now you're an official business.
Yeah.
I mean,
those are the parts that I'm not good at.
and that's all I did. I was sitting in the office building, and I said, well, what do I need to start a business? And they said, you need an employee identification number, an EIN number.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an EIN number, you're a business. You can walk in anywhere and say, hey, I have a business.
Yeah.
And they're going to ask you, what's your EIN number? Said, well, how much does that cost? He said, well, $25 in this county, $75 in that county.
Yeah.
He said, well, since we're in this county, I'm gonna go with the $25 for now, and then when I get bigger, I'll expand possibly if I move.
But yeah,
I mean, it cost me $25 to start my business.
How about that?
My website, it cost me $71 for 24 months of hosting.
And that's it. And you did it, but you're a do-it-yourself guy.
I do it myself.
Well, I appreciate you making the drive all the way in here. You do have a great story, and I encourage everybody to go to createspace.com
by Amazon
after January 1st. Pick this sucker up.
Well, it'll be on Amazon.com. It'll be on the European Amazon website. It'll be on my website, Only the Elite. So you
which
can
is only dash the dash elite. Elite.
Yes.
.com. Okay.
Or you can just Google Only the Elite. It'll pop up. The homepage will be the first result.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yes. Google is your best friend in that case.
Yes. I know. Very good. When I first created the website, I tried to Google it, It wouldn't come up. I tried to Yahoo search it. It wouldn't come up. I tried to Bing it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't come up. Because you have to build a reputation first,
right,
and get some search engine credibility before they'll publish.
And there are people that can help you with that as well.
There are people that can help you with that. Or you can just build a buzz and people will search you enough that it happens. That's what happened to me. It cost me no money.
You got to create some content, though.
That's it.
That's the way to do it.
That's it.
Khalid, thank you so much for coming.
All right. Thank you.